to Mr. Pascal Paitry, Deputy Administrator General of the State Security Service, Mr. De Croo, Prime Minister of Belgium, Mr. Van Quickenborne, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice in the North Sea, Mr. Di Rupo, Ministre President de la Wallonie, and Mr. Jambon, Prime Minister of the Flemish Government. We are writing to you on behalf of the NGO Promote Ukraine, based and registered in Brussels, Belgium, since 2014. Since the 24th of February 2022, when Russia brutally attacked Ukraine, we created the Coordination Center for Ukraine, covering a broad scope of activities from humanitarian aid to refugee support, from media relations to advocacy work. Promote Ukraine is also a key civil society organization represented in the Ukrainian hub hosted by the European Parliament, https://www.ukrainianhub.eu/. In our capacity as advocates for Ukraine, as well as representatives of Ukrainian civil society, we are conducting bilateral meetings with Brussels-based international organizations, i.e. EU and NATO, as well as their members' representations, missions and embassies on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and possible response according to the mandate of each respective authority. We are aware that the war in our country has been a major concern for Belgium and are grateful for the support provided to Ukrainians in Ukraine and in Belgium in the last months. We are, however, gravely concerned by a manifestation in support of the illegal occupation of Ukraine that took place in Dubai on the 12th of July 2022. And the activity of the head of the self-proclaimed "Representative Center of the DNR in Belgium" Chris Roman, which we hereby bring to your attention and further comment on. Donetsk and Luhansk are officially a part of Ukraine while temporarily controlled by Russia-backed armed formations, which are terrorist organizations. The Parliament of Ukraine has already called on the European Parliament, the NATO PA, the PACE, the national parliaments and the governments of the EU member states, the USA, Canada, Japan, and Australia to include the so-called Donetsk People's Republic, DNR, and Luhansk People's Republic, LNR, and other similar formations to the list of terrorist organizations. The same goes for the Russian Federation. The EU member state, Latvia, has already designated Russia state sponsor of terrorism. Therefore, any activity in support of Russian illegal administrations in the temporarily occupied territories promote terrorism. Given the painful history of terrorist attacks in Belgium, we call for the Belgian government and the police to take preventive measures and prohibit any activity which promotes terrorism. The illegal manifestation in Dubai was organized by a head of the self-proclaimed "Representative Center of the DNR in Belgium" Chris Roman. The participants of the demonstration displayed flags of the terrorist organization, so-called "DNR", and the symbolics of the military invasion of the Russian neo-Nazi totalitarian regime in Ukraine We attach in the annex some screenshots from social media to prove these facts. Henceforth, on behalf of all Ukrainian civil society, we call on the Belgian government to follow suit of Lithuania, Estonia, Germany, Latvia, Moldova, Czech Republic, Poland and Ukraine and prohibit the usage of symbols that support Russian aggression against Ukraine, including the Georgian ribbon and Latin letters "V" and "Z". To forbid the activity of the organization "Representative Center of the DNR in Belgium" as well as any future demonstrations organized by Chris Roman. According to the latest information from the main directorate of intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine, in order to legitimize pseudo-referendums on the international arena, the Russians are preparing independent observers from the EU. Russia intends to invite Chris Roman as the independent observer from Belgium to legitimize pseudo-referendums. Ukrainian civil society urges the Belgian government to be cautious of spreading Russian propaganda and respond to the arising challenges accordingly. Unchallenged, these narratives transmitted by Russia undermine the principles of freedom and democracy, urging terrorism, separatism and hate speech in Ukraine and all over Europe. We believe that together we can stand for democratic values of freedom and tolerance while building a democratic, free and peaceful Europe. Best regards, Marta Barandi, founder and chairwoman, NGO Promote Ukraine. On behalf of Ukrainian civil society in Belgium and Ukrainian hub hosted by the European Parliament,